welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I really love it when others are kind. When I see my daughters, Audrey and Heidi, make room for each other at the activity table or share their favorite stuffed animal with their sister at worship time, it makes me feel so happy. Let's sing, I'll Be Kind, and I hope you will be kind too.
I will be kind to the kitties each day. It makes Jesus glad. It makes Jesus glad. I will be kind to the kitties each day, for this makes dear Jesus glad. I will be kind to the doggies each day. It makes Jesus glad. It makes Jesus glad. I will be kind to the doggies each day, for this makes dear Jesus glad.
Our next song is called I Am Jesus, Little Lamb. We are like lambs that need shepherds to guide us and take care of us. The Bible tells us that Jesus is our good shepherd. Let's sing, I Am Jesus, Little Lamb, that was borrowed from Thy Word Creations.
I am Jesus, little lamb, He will shepherd me. He is with me day and night, loving tenderly. Since I am so very small, Jesus keeps me
. We're going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am a gentle, four-legged animal. I have soft, thick wool that is white or black. I say, bah. What am I?
Sheep.
I'm a sheep. Good job. Next one. Angels appear to me first to tell about Jesus' birth. Little David was one of these before he became a king. I am someone who takes care of sheep. What am I?
A shepherd.
I'm a shepherd. A little more tricky. Last one. I'm a long stick with a curve at the top. Shepherds use me to protect their sheep. I can be used to pull a sheep out of a place where they're stuck, or I can be used to hit a robber wolf. Do you know what I am?
A rod.
I'm a shepherd's rod. These three things all have to do with shepherding. The shepherd patiently takes care of his sheep and uses a rod to help protect them. Our story today is about the Good Shepherd. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible. Please teach us about how wonderful you are and how much you love us through our Bible story. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus told a story about a shepherd who had 100 sheep. How many? 100. Every day, the shepherd took his sheep to a place where the grass was green so they could eat it, and he would take them to the cool water where they could drink. And every night, the shepherd took them to the sheepfold. That's where they could sleep. But one night, the shepherd noticed that one of his sheep was missing. The shepherd always counted his sheep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you know how to count? He counted all the way. He was going to get to 100. 97, 98, 99. Where's the last one? One was missing. The shepherd loved his sheep. He was so sad it was missing. He wondered, is it hurt? Is it scared? Is it hungry? Is it safe? Right away, guess what the shepherd did? He decided to go back and look for his poor lost sheep. It was dark outside and the shepherd couldn't see well, but he didn't care how dark it was. He wanted to find his lost sheep. The shepherd looked here. The shepherd looked there. He looked high. He looked low. He looked and he looked and he looked and he called for his sheep. Have you ever lost something before? One of my kitties used to run away all the time and she would hide, and I'd have to go outside at dark and look and look and look. There's coyotes where we live, and sometimes there's mountain lions. There was even a bear here once, so it's important to get them inside at night. The shepherd called his sheep. At first, he didn't hear anything, but he didn't give up, did he? Ma! What did he hear? Yes! It was his poor lost sheep. The shepherd was so happy. He hurried faster now. There were rocks in the way, and thorns hurt his hands and his feet. But did the shepherd care? No, he didn't care that he was getting hurt. He just wanted to get to that sheep. He listened and listened until he was there with his lost sheep, and he found it. Do you think the shepherd punished the sheep or made it walk all the way home because he had been a naughty sheep? No, he didn't. The kind shepherd gently picked up that poor sheep in his arms. He carefully looked at it to see if it was hurt, and then he gently carried his sheep all the way back safely to the sheepfold. The Bible tells us Jesus is like that kind shepherd, and we are his precious lambs. We were lost because of sin, doing bad things, but Jesus came all the way from heaven to save us. Isn't Jesus wonderful? It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Luke 15:6. Rejoice! I have found my sheep, which was lost. Throw your hands high over your head like you're so excited when we say, rejoice! Then, put your hand above your eyes like you're looking for your lost sheep when we say, I have found my sheep which was lost. Hey, let's try it again. Rejoice! Hands in the air! I have found my sheep which was lost. Put your hand above your eyes like you're looking. Luke 15:6. Now let's try it together. Rejoice!
Rejoice!
I have found my sheep.
My sheep.
Which was lost.
Which was lost.
Luke 15:6.
Six.
Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being our kind shepherd.
For being our kind shepherd.
And thank you.
And thank you.
For watching over us.
For watching over us.
Every day.
Every day.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today comes from the hymnal. It's called Savior Like a Shepherd. Let's sing together. Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.